It's Friday, time for our weekly chat about business news with Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Well, you didn't bring donuts with you to the radio station this morning, but you got some news about donuts. The East Coast chain Dunkin' Donuts is opening a Roseville store this month. Wasn't Dunkin' planning to open like dozens of stores here?
Yeah, this is kind of a familiar story. Dunkin' Donuts is very popular back east. It's sort of like In-N-Out Burgers on the West Coast. You know, it has sort of this cult status. But it's really struggled to get a foothold here in California. Back in 2002, the company planned to open 50 stores here, but only managed one, and even that didn't last very long. And then the company tried again in 2014, planning to open a similar number, but that fizzled. This time around, Dunkin' Donuts isn't making any sweeping announcements. They plan one store in Roseville that opens on September 29th. Frankly, I'd be surprised if this turns out to be a sensation. I think this is sort of more about culture than the actual donuts, and it's pretty clear that Californians don't understand what makes Dunkin' Donuts so special back east.
The Sacramento Kings have named the first set of restaurants that will occupy retail space around the new arena. Team also has a name for the retail area, Downtown Commons. Why does it need a name? Is this some sort of strategy they got going?
Yeah, for sure. It's not just that name, Downtown Commons. There's a hip sort of nickname, DOCO, they call it. That's short for Downtown Commons. You know, apparently in the same way that SOMA stands for South of Market, for instance, in San Francisco. The team unleashed this sort of news with a great fanfare this week. They have a logo and a hashtag and everything. So, you know, really clearly this is all about branding. The Kings and JMA Ventures, which is the team's retail development partner, wanted to, you know, they want to erase any memory of Downtown Plaza and create a buzz on social media that will, you know, build excitement for the retail development when it opens about a year from now. So far, it seems to be working. You know, the marketing experts we've talked to are pretty impressed, at least about the DOCO part.
What about the restaurants themselves? None of them are local and none of the names are familiar.
These are chains, smaller chains, but sort of cutting-edge, youth-oriented places. You won't see any TGI Fridays at the arena. Two of them will be opening their first California locations here. One's called Punchbowl Social. The other one's called Poor Society. That's spelled P-O-U-R. The third is a Bay Area chain called Sauced BBQ and Spirits. And what they have in common here is an intense emphasis on creating an experience that trendy young patrons will enjoy. And one of them even has a bowling alley.
In other downtown business news, we learned this week that a new owner paid a record price for the Citizen Hotel at 9th and J Streets.
This deal has been unfolding for the last few weeks. So, you know, first we learned last month that a local partnership that renovated the building back in 2008 was selling to a Beverly Hills investment firm. And then we learned that the hotel will be affiliating with a Marriott chain, which gives it sort of access to a wider range of travelers. Then this week, we got the public record showing what the purchase price was, which is $60 million. Calculated on a per-room basis, that appears to make it the richest hotel deal in Sacramento's history. So the significance here, I think, is that it shows that outside money really is hungry to buy into downtown Sacramento.
Hey, tell me about this plan that came out this week, a proposal to build a big condo tower in Midtown. A developer is proposing to build a 14-story mixed-use building at 25th and J.
It's a very ambitious proposal, and we'll have to see how it pans out. A couple of big questions about it. One is, does it pencil financially? These kinds of proposals have been made in Sacramento before, and they can be difficult to finance a building that big. The second question is whether it'll fly politically. It might seem out of scale in the neighborhood. It would be taller than the hospital, Sutter General New Tower, and way out of scale with the neighborhood around it. It could be a big change in Midtown if it actually comes to pass.
The Business Journal reported this week that average salaries for registered nurses in Sacramento rank third in the nation, ahead of cities like Boston, New York, and L.A. Why is that?
This was something that came out of a study we did comparing salaries for various occupations, and the thing that really stood out was RN pay. In Sacramento last year, the average pay was over $105,000. National average is $70,000. So only San Francisco and San Jose pay more than anywhere in the nation. We looked at, you know, what accounts for that and found that several factors are at play. One is that we have a relatively concentrated group of hospital systems here, and many of them are unionized, and that tends to push wages up. The other factor is that state law sets a minimum ratio for nurse staffing, which increases demand around California, not just here. Turns out that 8 of the top 10 markets for RNs are in California, so this is a pretty good place to be a nurse.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.